We are back here on Farm Talk, and again broadcasting at the 2023 Joint Annual Conference at the Marriott in Moorhead. And our coverage brought to you by the folks from the Red River Watershed Management Board, and also the big acronym. This is where I'm cheating a little bit here, Linda. It's the Red River Basin Flood Damage Reduction Work Group. Is your card that big? Do you have all those?
I'm on that group too. Yes, it is.
All right. I probably met the person that has the largest business card of anybody in the world. Her name is Linda Vavra. I didn't murder her. Is that what it is? All right. Yeah. She is president of the Bois de Soulis Watershed District. And then you're a part of, obviously, the Red River Watershed Management Board. And you're also president of just like the Minnesota Watershed Districts. Is that right?
Association.
Okay. You got a lot of words in there. Well, let's talk about why you're here today. Are you speaking today? Or are you just kind of taking this all in?
I'm here to take it all in.
Okay. Well, let's talk. Maybe let's start at the Bois de Soulis and talk about issues and what's going on in that neck of the woods. Give us a little bit of an update.
Well, I'd love to talk to you about the Bois de Soulis Watershed District. We sit at the headwaters of the Red River of the North. And we are working right along like everybody out here in the Red River Valley on managing water. We don't only have projects that will impound water and hold it back. It helps to clean the water. And we're also working on some water projects, some ditch projects that can help clean the water. The Red River Water Management Board, which the Bois de Soulis Watershed is a member of, has a funding for ditch improvements, and on these ditch improvements we improve them for water quality, and so it gives us a way to manage the water so it slows it down, but it also helps us to keep that sediment up in the farm field where it belongs.
Right. How much cleaner is the river today than, let's just say, 5 years ago in your area?
The water is always going to look a little dirty,
right?
Because you know that's the way the makeup of the river. It's a dirt bottom river.
Right.
And so it's always going to look a little dirty. But the water that's running into that river out of our ditches and through the tile systems and out of our impoundments, that water is crystal clear.
Talk about some of the water quality projects, maybe be a little bit more specific, especially in that, you know, the Red River Basin.
Well, one of the projects that the Bois de Soulis Watershed District is doing is on I got to think of it, Lake Traverse Water Quality Project. That's a project where several ditches were dug back in the 40s and were bringing some water down across from the highlands. And as it got closer to the river, it started to cut and cause more sedimentation landing out into Lake Traverse, almost to the point of building a peninsula in Lake Traverse. Well, the landowners there for over 50 years tried to do something about that. They tried to change it, but they could never get enough money to put that project together. And so the Red River, the Bois de Soulis Watershed tried to take that project on, and it took many years. But when the Red Board started its clean water money funding, then we were able to get funds from them. And then Bowser came in and got us some funds. And the next thing we know, we had got some money from LCCMR and several different places for cleaning the water. And we've really went to work on that project. We're on the third phase of that project now. And it's going to really, really solve that problem. It's very good in it. The nice thing with whatever they do on the Bois de Soulis Watershed District, it helps all of their neighbors to the north. So
okay.
They tell me on the Bois de Soulis that they don't do a project there unless it offers clean water and managed water.
Well,
slow it down.
Linda, unfortunately, we've got about 3 minutes left. I've got a heartbreak at the bottom here, but I want to make sure that we get the most important thing to you right now, because you have several different hats that you're wearing of different boards that you're a part of. So what would our listeners maybe pick out one or two of the projects that you want to let folks know about?
Well, I think there's, you know, there's like 8 different projects throughout the Red River Valley that they need to know about. And I'm not going to sit here and try to name all of them.
No,
because each and every one of them are very important.
Right.
And right now we're working with the legislature to try to get some funding for flood damage.
Flood control.
And hopefully they'll come through, because we've been trying really hard for several years and have not gotten any bonding bill through. And we need that desperately here in the valley. And throughout the state of Minnesota, there's projects that need money. And until we can get this bonding bill through to help the entire state, we're going to have problems here.
Right. And the costs are going to go up. So it's better to do it quicker than later. I mean, we've talked about it a couple of times, but just in the last year, for some of the projects, in fact, the Group of Nine, we've seen a sizable increase in the amount of money. So I think even just being a taxpayer, you'd want to see this go through, because these are projects that are needed.
Inflation is killing us. So, yes, we need to get this done. The legislator needs to recognize that we have these things, and we have these projects started. A lot of them are shovel ready to go if we just can get the rest of the money we need to move forward.
In your particular area, do you have a dollar amount that you guys are looking for just in your area?
I'm thinking we're looking for like around $15 million.
Okay.
Yeah, $15 million for the...
Is there a website, final minute here, website folks can check out some of the projects? Is it all under the Red River Watershed website?
There's it's under the Red River Watershed Management Board website.
Yep.
It's under the Minnesota Watersheds website. It's also under the Bois de Sioux website.
Very good.
So we're there. So
okay. Well, I appreciate it. I could have used probably another 20 minutes with you. I feel like I'm cutting you off, but unfortunately I got a hard break coming up here at the bottom. So I hope folks take the time to check out the websites and learn more about the projects. And here's the other part of it. Push your legislative person, your representative, to help get some of these projects done. We got $18 billion in surplus, and the money we're looking for right now is a small smidge of that.
Right.
All right.
No more kids to walk through floodwaters.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. Again, Linda Vavra, she's president of the Bois de Sioux Watershed District, and the list goes on and on.